Thank you. So, good morning, everyone. So, even though I'm shown as having a half hour in the program, I'm actually here to give some introductory remarks and give you a sense of how we as I'm one of the members of the Planning Committee for Range Beef Cow Symposium, what our thoughts were behind the program this year, in the sense that for the first time I'm aware of, we gave the Range Beef Cow Symposium a theme. In general, through the years, the Range Beef Cow Symposium has been the place you come to get the latest cutting-edge science-based beef cattle research results, as along with the adoption of those results by early adopting producers. And so as we were let me back up just one step. So our last Range Beef Cow Symposium 2 years ago in Cheyenne was our 50th year since the first Range Beef Cow Symposium. And because it's an every other year event, that meant it was our 25th anniversary. So that was kind of a big deal. And those of you who were there that were there may remember that that Ivan Rush and Doug Hickson, who are now retired extension beef cattle specialists from University of Nebraska and University of Wyoming, and who spent decades serving on the planning committee for this event, gave a little synopsis of what the Range Beef Cow history had been through those 25 events. So fast forward from 2 years ago to about 6 months ago, when the planning committee got together and decided it was time to plan the next event, and we're kind of sitting there going, okay, we've passed that important milestone of 25th anniversary. What's next? Where do we go to make this thing viable going into the future? Because lots has changed. The beef cattle industry has changed. Those of you that are producers are managing your places far differently than your parents and grandparents did, and so forth and so on. How can we make this event even more meaningful than it's been in the past? And we looked around, we go, yeah, the cutting edge research is still there. We need to keep some of that in the Range Beef Cow Symposium. But one of the things that had struck some of us as we listened to Ivan and Doug talk about the history was that that there were some reoccurring themes, and one of the themes was that not always does everything everything that gets talked about here get highly adopted by the industry. And now I got to figure the button out because I didn't practice ahead of time. And we're not moving. Should I be pushing this up button? Okay, there we go. No, I need to push the down button. Okay, so 51 years, we're on our 26th occurrence. There's been a lot of change in the industry. There's been change through time, yet to quote something that Ivan and Doug said in that meeting, one may get the idea because of reoccurring themes that happened many, many times in terms of the topics at those 25 Range Beef Cow Symposia through the years is, the more that things change, the more they stay the same. Some topics just kept getting talked about time after time after time, and at the same time we knew that there weren't really high adoption rates of some of those topics by the industry. And so some of those topics are going to be in this symposium. One of our concerns, though, as we bring up these newest ideas for management innovations and new technologies that are innovative for the industry, is that you, as the producers, have to figure out how to take a new idea, a new concept, a new way you can do business, and integrate it into what you're already doing. And what you're already doing is very complex. You're managing many, many things all at once. You're managing your land, you're managing your cows, and when we talk about that, you got health to think about, nutrition, reproduction, what's your breeding program, how are you going to market those calves. all of those things have to work well together. And every time you consider adopting a new idea that you hear at some place like Range Beef Cow Symposium, you got to take it home and figure out, is it going to fit? Can I make it work? Will it make things better? Will it make things worse? And quite often it's easier just perhaps to just keep doing what you're doing. So I put in there, should you take everything home for that you hear at any kind of a meeting like this? No, probably not, because not all of them will fit for you. Should you never adopt any of them? Should you take nothing home ever? You come, you hear interesting things, but you go home and don't make any changes. No, you probably should not just take the I'll take none of the options route. So how do you know what to do? You got to make it fit into a complex situation. You can't adopt what someone else is doing, because no two ranches are the same. What one guy can adopt, you would have to make somewhat different to fit your place. How do you sort that out and make those decisions? So we decided that the theme of the symposium should be more about not telling you about the latest cutting edge thing, but telling you, but focusing more on how you should think about it and how you can adapt it and incorporate it into your operation. Well, maybe first whether you should or not, and then how you'll do it. So it should be more about us helping you understand this long list of questions I've listed on the slide. What should you do? Which way should you do it? When should you do it? How? And so forth down the list. So we have asked the speakers, as we invited the speakers to this meeting, we didn't invite them to say, we'd like you to do another talk about whatever the topic we're asking you to do is. We'd like you to talk about help people with that decision-making process. What kind of information can we provide that'll help a beef cattle producer decide whether this is a good option for them or not? So with that said, our request to you as the audience, as the producers that'll go home at the end of the day when this thing is done tomorrow and have to make decisions based on what you've heard here, to rather than be passive while you're sitting out there for the next 2 days, is to listen to these things through a lens that says, I'm not gonna prejudge what that guy said about AI or about marketing cams or about managing my grass. I'm going to take it home and I'm gonna think about it. And I'm gonna as the term goes, a term that I've heard about thinking about how you put a new idea into a complex management environment is, I'm going to admire the idea for a while and think about how it fits. Maybe do some more research. Maybe call that speaker or email that speaker that I heard speak at Range Beef Cow Symposium. Maybe a month or two down the road you'll do that and ask some more questions and learn more about it so you can figure out how and when and where you ought to make things fit. And hopefully our theme will end up helping you to have a take-home message that's a little different, a little more meaningful than it's ever been from a meeting like this in the past. So with that, I'm done with introductory remarks. I knew I wouldn't use my whole time slot. We always fall behind schedule. And I told Carla, I said, I don't need a half an hour. And she says, you know we'll use up that time. So just go ahead and shut up when you're done. So I'm shutting up.
Thank you, Ken.